Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. Your response to Luyin Nishma Sayin Be'akashom Le'abba Sitzchok. We're holding what become a Daf Chof. The one with base rings the Mishnah that says, Hamakiv Chaveiro Mishaloi Shulchoisov. One who surrounds his friend from three different directions, and the Godos are Rishoinos Ashniris Ashlishish. He put a fence from three different sides. Ein Mechavim Usoi. So he's now responsible, the one who's inside the fence, is not responsible to pay for the fence. And then the Gemara goes on and says, Rabbi Yosi Shita is, Im Omad Nikov Figodar Service, if the person in the middle field, he went and put on the fourth fence, Migal Galim Olavis Akoil, then he needs to pay for the whole thing. Because he was Migal Adas, he revealed that he's actually very happy with the fence. The first three sides that were put, there's no idea though he actually likes the fence. But when the person went and he himself built the fourth fence around this field, that shows he's interested in it, and therefore he needs to pay for the entire fence. The Vilna Gaon brought down in the Sefer Koil Eliyo on Maseches Ovis says based on this, a beautiful idea. The Mishnah in the end of the fourth parak says, Al kochoch atanoitzer. A person is conceived without asking him. The person is born forcefully, but he doesn't want to. The person needs to live even though he is not asked. And then the Mishnah continues and says, you're going to die forcefully. And you're going to give a din and cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Goyim, one could come and have a taina and say, I never wanted to be born to this world. Why am I oymed b'din? How can I come and be judged on something I never agreed to do? I was noitzor, noilot, and chai bal karchi. I was forced to be born. So how can you come and judge me? So he says, based on our Gemara, Gemara is telling us that if a person is coming to Megalad Das, that he's happy with the fence, he needs to pay for the entire fence. This is what the Mishnah says. Yes, you were born bal karchuch. But when a person is about to die, he tries his best not to die. He goes to all the best doctors. He tries to heal himself. He tries to do whatever he can not to die. Al kochach atameis. When he dies, he's done forcefully. He's not interested in dying. He's megal edas. He's very happy with his life. So even though al kochach atanoitza, al kochach atanoilon, al kochach atachai, even though the first three points, the three kederis, the three fences were done not, without asking him, but the fourth fence, the akorcha tameis, he does to himself. He's not interested in dying. So that shows that the entire life that he has is something that he agrees to. And therefore, al korcha ta din liten din mecheshbin. That's why a person needs to give din mecheshbin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ha-mikoyte chaveri mishal shuchoysov refers to also to the three fences HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to an Adam, which has akorcha ta noitzar, korcha ta noilod, korcha ta chai. When he built the fourth fence, that's a korchat ameis. That's what allows you to get to the fifth korchoch, a korchat ta'atid liten din v'cheshben. So in the footnote, there in the Koil Yo, he brings from the Sefer Yisoide HaYikarim, that there he writes in the name of the Netziv, that when the Vilna Gaon once said this word, the Magid Miduvno was there. And the Magid Miduvno said, I'll tell you a mashal that explains your word, it told the Vilna Gaon. And the mashal is as follows. There was once a person who had two daughters. One daughter was very ugly, she looked terrible. And the other daughter had a terrible voice and nobody could listen to her. So came a shatran and said, I have an idea, I have two people. I have one who is blind, he will marry the ugly girl. And I have another person who's deaf, he's going to marry the screaming girl. And that will be great. And the shidduch really worked well and they had a very good marriage. One day came a doctor. And he said, I'm able to heal both men. And he gave a price for healing them. They agreed. And he healed the blind person, he started seeing. And he healed the deaf person, he started hearing. Once they're able to see and to hear, then started a big machlekes. Suddenly the one who saw wasn't very happy with his wife. The one who was able to hear cannot stand his wife. So they caused a huge esek and shalom bais. They were a big machlekes. So they went to the Rav. And the Rav told the doctor, look what you did, because you healed them. So therefore, they have a problem with Shalom Bais. So said the doctor, no problem. I can make them back, bring them back to the original state. I can make the person blind again, and I can make the person deaf again, no issue. So they said, no. Don't bring us back. We're happy the way we are. So said the Rav, oh, if you're happy, Megala Das, then you're happy. Now you have to pay the doctor for the surgery, even though it caused you an issue of Shloim Bais. That's what Magid Meduvna told the Goyen on his Vort. And Lechoy, what is the Oymek in this Mashal? It seems like the Magid Meduvna is trying to say, when you're focused only on the story of the Shidduch, and that's your whole outlook, so it looks like the doctor caused a problem with Shloim Bais. And if you focus on the Shloim Bais issue, the doctor caused something bad. But the emphasis is that there's much more for a person in his life that he can gain from his sight. So even though it causes him issue with Shloim Bais, which is terrible, but now he's able to learn, he's be able to see the world, he's be able to enjoy, to benefit. There's so many benefits that come from the surgery that cause a person not to be blind, cause a person not to be a chayr, not to be deaf. So of course the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. It's only a question of an outlook. And this goes back to what the Vilna Gaon is talking about. When a person is a korcha tachai, a person doesn't want to be born here. Very good, because he has to give din nechesh at the end of the day. So maybe he doesn't want to live. But at the end of the day, life in this world, such a gewaldic thing, it's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person in Am Yisrael comes to Chai Yolam Abo. Of course, in the bigger picture, a person wants life, even though in the details of Din V'Cheshbin, maybe it's not so comfortable. And that's the gilui that comes out when a person is Al Kocha Tameis. A person doesn't want to die because there's so much to gain from life. That even though a person is B'Oim Din V'Cheshbin, the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. That's the oymik simile of the Magen Duvno. Anybody want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.